welcome back to the last episode of Topics of Taboo for 2020, the raw and honest podcast where we unpack, educate, and attempt to erase the stigma surrounding taboo topics. Now, I apologize that this is being uploaded on a Tuesday rather than a Monday, as I had a very, very busy week last week with content creation and the like, so I simply couldn't fit in a podcast episode. So I apologize. I am filming it today to upload tomorrow on Tuesday, and this is when you're getting it. I apologize, but let's get into the last episode of season one, shall we? I cannot believe that we are in the final week of one of the worst years ever. How such a challenging year managed to go by so fast is beyond me. This episode is going to be about how to leave toxic friendships and relationships in the past, and how to cut ties with toxic people in your life. We're also going to be covering how to identify red flags in a friendship or relationship with someone else, because a toxic friend might not always appear obviously toxic to you. In the Topics of Taboo studio today, aka my walk-in robe, I am being joined by fellow housemate, best friend of over 10 years, and professional toxic energy identifier, Dom Barton. Hey, doll.
Hello, hello. Don't know about that last one.
Ooh.
I think you forgot Supermodel of the World, but
Oh, no. Yeah, I'll pop that in, actually.
How are you?
Yeah, good, doll. How are you?
I'm great, and this is such a nice place. We're just here. Let's set the scene.
Amongst
couple
my
of gals
shoes.
Just sitting in a wardrobe. I would not want anything more.
Yeah, honestly, it's great.
Yeah.
You're going to see all my shoes, all my mess.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on the ground in an op shop, but
oh,
honestly.
That's a compliment.
Thriving.
How shit was 2020?
Oh, look, it really wasn't the best year.
No.
How
was your 2020?
My 2020, well, spent a lot of it inside.
Yep.
But I actually, look, time to reflect, time to work on yourself.
This is true.
Nothing, you know, nothing better than a bit of self-reflection.
And
so,
and that's great. And that sort of, that's great. No, that really does tie into the theme of today's video. And reflecting and making...
Little potty, darling, not video.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Oh, my God. The worst, my people. See? Oh.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm here.
You're here to help me. Lovely. Yes, but that does tie in perfectly with the theme of today's video on removing toxic people from your life. Now, I feel like we've both struggled with toxic friends and family in the past. On today's episode, we just wanted to speak about, firstly, how to identify red flags in a friendship or relationship with someone, and then how to go about cutting them out of your life, because ending a friendship or relationship with another individual can be a lot easier said than done sometimes.
It's hard.
It's really hard.
It's tough.
Especially when it's family, so that's what we're going to hone in on as well, because I get a lot of questions. I don't know about you, but I get a lot of questions. I don't know.
Well, first of all, I'm not a YouTuber, but I guess people ask me questions.
No, but one of the biggest questions, honestly, apart from anything sexuality-based, is how do I cut off a toxic family member?
Family. Because I feel like people don't really think about that, because they think, I've got my family and I kind of have to stick with them.
But that's not true.
But,
cutting
friends out is much easier than family, so it's good that you get questions about it, and that's good that we can address it.
Yeah. All right, so let's start with, in your opinion, what are some things that you yourself would identify as toxic in a friendship or relationship? And keep in mind, people, we're not just referring to, like, friends or family members. We're talking about anyone in your life that you feel isn't helping you grow or is bringing you down. So it doesn't have to be... It can be a partner. You could be dating someone that's toxic and not realize or anything like that. So, yeah, I have a few listed, but you start us off.
Well, I think you mentioned a few then.
Yeah.
Someone who's not helping you grow.
Yeah.
And bringing you down. And there's obviously a lot of ways that can happen.
Manifest, yeah.
But I think, it comes back to the whole self-reflection thing. You have to kind of, like, realize... Am I growing to where I want to grow, and are the people around me helping me grow, or are they kind of like inhibiting me from doing so? So I think that's a toxic trait that people don't really realize. It's kind of like people are holding them down from being what they want to be or who they want to be.
Yep.
Also, I think negativity can be, I mean, sometimes unavoidable if it's in the realm of mental health or anything like that. But I think just general negativity, not really thinking positively about things that are happening in your life.
Can
be very toxic. So, and people don't really realize that because then the negativity gets into their head and they go along with it.
Yeah, so, that's so true.
Like not being on board with growth and also just having a negative kind of like outlook on the other on you, I guess.
Yeah. I had that. I had here underneath identifying red flags. I had that it may not be noticeable and it can come and manifest in many different forms of toxic friendships, and relationships. Yeah. Something I had here, along with a friendship or a relationship that is draining, you feel drained after hanging out with them. You don't feel uplifted or positive after every time you've hung out with them. You just feel like exhausted, which is not how a friendship
and
should
be. I think with that also, in a friendship or a relationship, you don't have to, it's not necessarily expecting people to do things for you or like blah, blah, blah. But if you're putting in more effort than the other person is putting, even if it's just like a coworker or something like that, you feel so drained because you're constantly trying to do things to uphold the relationship or uphold the friendship.
One
and on the other end, it's not reciprocated. So it's very much like that's draining you because you're putting in so much energy when there's not really any help on the other end.
I had that, one-sided friendship. It's me, 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 all about them. And I think it's important to remember that if you're identifying this now within someone that you never have, it's not necessarily like people are allowed to be excited about life events and like talk to you, especially if they haven't seen you for a while. But there's a difference between that and then after speaking about themselves, not returning the favor of asking how you've been and like actually listening to what you have to say.
Yeah. And it's not like, it's not something, it's not you being selfish in terms of like me, 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 like, like ask me how I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. But it's just kind of like that to and fro of a friendship or relationship that helps the communication and helps just kind of like keep the vibe there.
I feel like we've also all had a friend. This might be the most obvious sign of a red or red flag of a toxic person being drama follows them wherever they go. Or they bring drama, they create drama that doesn't need to be there. Big one.
Huge one. And it's not only just like, I mean, look, I'm not going to lie, I can be quite dramatic sometimes, just you know, as a general persona, but not in terms of like...
Not creating
drama. Unnecessary drama or kind of like finding something hugely dramatic in a small situation that could be avoided. And I think, that comes down to like maturity in a friendship and just like how secure the other person is with themselves or but that's a whole nother story. But just like really making drama that doesn't need to be made. And just like making you feel like you're the one that's causing that as well.
Well, that leads perfectly into my next dot point of friends who gossip excessively.
I'm really good at segues. Podcast debut.
Hello.
Just like throwing them in left, right, and center.
But yeah, unnecessary gossip. Like people that genuinely want to ruin friendships, want to start fights, want to do that. And they have information to do that and they use it. There has been so many times where I've personally had information on other people that I'm not meant to. But I will not go ahead and use that information negatively. Like, I will just leave that. I'm like, no, like, other people, I'm not meant to know this. Why would I use that? But then there's a difference between that and a person that will. Also, you touched on this briefly before. Or a person that always asks for favors but never there when you need them to return one. Big one. That's a huge red flag.
And I think it's just, like, a little bit of... sometimes it can be either a little bit of emotional unintelligence, like not knowing... not kind of being empathetic of how other people might feel or, but also sometimes it can just be just that person and how they function. And there's obviously different personalities and different just like people in terms of what you prefer to do to people or help people. But yeah, that's a big one in a friendship or relationship. And it's not necessarily expecting just you know, favor after favor every time you, it's not like I do one, you do one,
but
it's kind of like if I'm there for you, you kind of like expect them to be there for you as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That that should be like an unspoken vow, really. Yeah. This sort of is similar too as well. They only come to you when all of their other friends are busy. I had a friend in high school. I feel like we both had this friend in high school who would do that. Like, they would never give you the time of day if they were with their other friends or if you needed something from them. And as soon as those people weren't there, they then made you their best friend. And that was toxic as hell. And at the time, but they have a way of making you feel very special when they want you to.
Mm.
And that's massive.
Like, and sometimes that's what you're longing for. So it's like, you don't really identify that it's toxic at the time.
No.
You just think, all right, great, there's someone here that I need to help or someone here that wants my company.
Correct.
And I'm okay with that. But then afterwards, it's kind of like, well, where are you when I kind of need someone?
Absent.
Or, yeah.
Gone. And that's a thing. And I think a lot of that stuff, everyone probably has experienced someone like that in high school or the workplace, or like, it just happens. I've experienced more people like that since leaving high school, but that was a very good example. And at the time, I will admit, I didn't realize it was toxic till afterwards, after I'd been used or after the matter, the fact of the matter, I don't know.
Just a bit of both,
yeah.
Can I have a sip of water, doll, on this podcast?
You can have a sip of water.
All right.
So let's listen.
How about you keep talking and I'll just have one.
Just have a slurp. Slurpy.
No.
Okay. My last little dot point here that...
I'm trying to drink so quietly.
My last little dot point I had here as a red flag was not supporting you or your aspirations, career goals, sexuality, or gender identity.
100%.
Or anything.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a very big red flag, is someone who's kind of like, and it comes to dragging you down and draining you, but also like just someone who's not on board with who you want to be or like what you want to do. And I think you and I both would have experienced that as well with people here and there.
Definitely.
But just kind of like, whether it's a job that you want to do that is out of the norm of what people might think you would do, or whether it's like same-sex attraction or anything like that, or, you know, what, you know, your gender or your, just the way you present yourself, it's very important to kind of realize who's on board with that and just very much so, like,
and who isn't.
And that can be toxic as well, and you don't realize it because sometimes you don't want to let go of that friendship.
Yes.
So you're kind of like, oh well, you kind of try and look past that, but at the end of the day, that is a very toxic trait.
Yeah. I think I've spoken about this on YouTube in the past before, but I was the same. I held on to people that from high school, after I left Bendigo, moved to Geelong, came out as bi, and was doing all this shit online, like a different job to any other traditional job that a lot of my friends from high school then went into. And there's nothing wrong with that. But for a long time, it took me ages to realize that they weren't supportive of me in the slightest. They didn't agree with my sexuality and weren't there for me at all. And like, it doesn't mean like when you come out, you don't need to receive messages from everyone and anyone, but there were definitely people from high school that didn't talk to me or didn't even like mention a thing. And I was sort of like, thought these people might have been better friends than they were. And that's totally fine to realize that or identify a toxic relationship later than you would have liked to. And that definitely happens more often than not. Like, fuck.
And sometimes kind of like the people... Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you, is there a swearing rule on this podcast?
No.
Okay, cool. Considering you just said the F word.
I swear a lot. We talk about a lot of stuff on this podcast.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. And sometimes the people, I guess it comes back to being empathetic or emotionally intelligent, but just the people that you're friends with.
Yeah.
Doing a little finger, inverted commas thing.
Yeah.
But people that you're friends with don't even realize that they're kind of like not being accepting.
Yeah.
So it's like a hard thing to kind of call it out. But then again, like if they're not from the start, you just kind of like think, well, is it going to get any better?
Yes.
Or is it something that I need to address and maybe like move on from?
Yeah.
If there's not support in terms of what you're doing or who you are.
Yeah. And I think also I think moving out of your hometown can help. Not always, but I think noticing a difference between people who like you for you, don't judge you on that sort of thing, and actually uplift and support you for every part of you, not just like one part of your personality and be like, yeah, Megan's the funny one, love having her around. But it's like, there's actually so much more to you. And people, when you become friends with new people who actually appreciate everything and support every aspect of your life, I think that's when it's a lot easier to identify toxic friends as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I mean, I've just moved away recently now that I'm living here in Geelong.
Yeah.
Do people know where you live?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Like
that. Not going to give away that
secret. The address is, no, I'm joking. But just since moving, I mean, you can't, I'm not thinking in that kind of like mindset of like, I don't know what's toxic and what's not, but it's more like moving and seeing what moves with you and what stays behind.
Yeah.
And you're kind of, yeah, that's like a very big turning point in your life sometimes.
Yep.
With who you want to be and what you want to do. So yeah, huge, huge thing.
Nice. All right. So we've just talked a little bit about how to identify red flags in a relationship. Now, all right, we want to move into how to cut off ties with toxic people. So if you have someone toxic in your life that doesn't support you, is rude to you, mean to you, bullies you, I don't know, whatever it is, doesn't
anything
support you.
Anything that we just kind of went through, any of those red flags.
Or also anything that you identify as a red flag that we didn't mention, because I'm sure we left stuff out. And it's obviously entirely subjective. So I don't know whether to start with friends or family first. Maybe we'll start with cutting out friends because that might be a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Depending on the situation. So if you had a toxic friend or even friendship group, because often it comes in more than one person in a group, or sometimes there's just one toxic friend. How do you, if you're friends with like a massive group of people and one of them is just super toxic to you and you don't want anything to do with them, how do you go about that? What do you do then?
I think just like the main thing for me is noticing where you're directing your energy.
Yep.
And kind of just establishing kind of that some confidence in yourself that the energy you're putting into that one person is probably not necessary.
True.
It's not a case of kind of like being a complete bitch to them all of a sudden
or ignoring
them,
or
being rude or being mean. Like that's not the answer at all.
Yeah.
But it's more like if you feel like in this friendship group you're putting a lot of energy into these people that are toxic, you need to like reevaluate and think, all right, I'm just gonna like kind of tone back that energy a little bit. I'm gonna put less energy into whether it's helping them or like constantly talking to them.
Yeah.
And direct that energy to other people, direct that energy to yourself.
Yep.
Because then you're not getting super drained from these people who are toxic.
Yep.
And you're using the energy that you would be using for toxic people for better.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah.
That's great advice.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. So that's one person in a massive group. What if you're dealing with a toxic best friend? It's say you're like, I don't know, say you've been best friends for years or your high school years.
Yeah.
They've become super toxic, but they're the only person you have because you haven't had time, or because they're toxic, a lot of the time they can latch onto you and not let you hang out with other people. One of those toxic relationships, how would you deal with that when you don't have anyone else? I think that's a massive one.
And I think that's so much harder as well, because you always have that thought in your mind is like, if I cut this person off, I'm not going to have anyone.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, I think I'm like a very talk it out, like address the problem kind of person. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, I would say something to them, but sometimes it's hard to articulate that in terms of without saying, can you like
not be a bitch?
Not be, yeah, shit.
Yeah.
So like, it's the same kind of deal. I think just like in terms of toxic people, coming back to it, it's always focus on yourself.
Yeah.
Rather than focusing on or relying on that friendship or relationship to get you through. Because at the end of the day, what's going to make you new friends isn't your friendship or relationship with that person.
That's
true. It's going to be how much love you have for yourself or how much effort you put into what you're doing, or just like who you love, what you love, just all your traits and qualities. And I think in a relationship especially, but also a really close friendship, they're very similar. You get so like caught up in what the other person is doing, or you get so caught up in what they're feeling about you, that you start forgetting like who you are or what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really important to kind of like, you just have to take a little step back it's not necessarily like cutting off all ties, because sometimes a bit of space is healthy.
Yep.
But you've really got to focus on yourself in that situation, which can be so hard, because because a lot of people thrive on interaction with people who they're close with and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, if they're not, you know, doing anything for you or being positive in your life, you've got to really just like focus on yourself and make that, turn that into the positive aspect of your life.
Yeah. I think that's a really good point as well, with not having to cut them off entirely, because in that situation, which I'm sure we will touch on with family, it's sometimes impossible to do that. But yeah, I think backing off is a good idea. Not even like obviously, but instead of hanging out all the time, if they want to hang out on weekends, take time for yourself. Even if you have to use an excuse of family, or you're busy with family or something, it might not be the worst thing.
Yeah. I think like, and I mean, sometimes it's nice to have some ideas of what you can say if you were to talk about it, because like a lot of people don't like confrontation in that sense, but some people may really like use it as a mechanism.
True.
So you could always say something like, hey, like, is everything all right with us lately? Or I'm feeling a little bit down about how things have been happening lately. Can we talk about it? Yep. Or just kind of like, just, I don't know, kind of ask them if they're all right. And then just say like, it just feels, so our connection's feeling a little bit off at the moment or something like that. And then they might ask you what you need, or they might say how they're feeling. And sometimes there's clarification. Sometimes it could, you know, there's always a, you know, there's always a, what is it, a chance that it's might go a little bit, could turn into something that could be like a fight or something. But at the end of the day, if you're one to call something out, if you're one to like talk about it, it can be really beneficial, and it's better than like keeping it under the surface and like bottling it up.
That's true. And not that there's like an excuse for it or anything, but if a friend, say, has become toxic and it's a new thing, say it's not something that they've always been like and that you've been putting up with, but if it's a new thing, it might actually be a good idea to chat about it and have a conversation about why that might be happening, because there could be an explanation for it. Not necessarily valid in treating you like shit if they are, but
it could, like, it could be mental health. It could be something that's happening at home. It could be like how they're feeling about themselves.
Correct. And even though this the theme of this podcast episode is about cutting off toxic friendships, it should probably be named something like resolving toxic friendships, because it doesn't always have to end in not being friends with them. It could end in still being friendly towards them, but not being their bestie.
Not relying on them solely.
And certainly not, not relying on them solely. And I guess, being able to be yourself without that person as well. So say you have stepped back and you'd like to make new friends, or not necessarily yet, like not be friends with them anymore, but how do you go about getting like more positive energy and the right people into your life? If you're in high school, what would you do?
If I was in high school
slash now,
I think it comes back to what you like, who you are, what you enjoy.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, when you're doing stuff that you like or stuff you feel comfortable in doing, you're more likely to make friends or find a safe community or safe space for it.
Yes.
Yep. So whether it's that you're into sport, or whether it's you're musically inclined, or you like doing something creatively, or even literally just as small as being part of, well, not small because it's huge, but like being part of the LGBTQI+ community, you can find people with common interests rather than people you've kind of been friends with for a while and holding on to them, but have no common interests or have nothing. They don't
no understanding.
Share. Yeah. And yeah. I think that's an easy way to start.
Yep.
There's a lot of, even an example of you, there's a lot of things online as well.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to go and socialize in person if that's something that you are anxious about or don't like doing. But even being part of, like, a subscriber to a YouTube channel or
a being follower part of an Instagram community page,
you still feel like, I've made friends online that I haven't met in person.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes just talking to them, like, I have people I'm friends with in like America and places like that. And you feel like you have a friend, you feel like you have someone to talk to, and it's so much more beneficial to you than having friends that you feel like you have to hold on to, even though they're being toxic.
That's true. That's so true. I didn't, you can find friends online.
Yeah.
There's so many online communities with shared specific interests or broad interests that you may get along with better than anyone you've been friends with for years. So that's a good point. Okay, now, all right, now moving on to family. Very, very difficult topic. I can't really say myself I've had to cut off anyone. I have definitely distanced myself from particular family members or family friends. But how the hell do you even cut out a toxic family member, especially if it's someone that you are relying on to live with? You are in the same household as a toxic parent or sibling.
Yeah.
How do you do that? I don't know if you've had experience
with that. Well, I haven't. I have a great relationship with my family.
Yeah, me too.
Obviously, I've got friends who are in that position where they do not, which sucks.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it can be so hard sometimes.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, the main thing is to just be clear with what your intentions are in terms of, like, who you are, and just really, like, focus on what makes you happy, I guess. Like, it sounds so corny, mm-hmm. but in an environment where you're in the same house as someone else, or you're in the same close-knit family as someone else, sometimes it's unavoidable that you're going to see them.
Yeah.
So I think you just have to really, like, focus your energy on what makes you happy, and kind of don't, like, I guess, ignore the way that they're making you feel.
Yeah.
And, like, tap into other things that are gonna, like, boost your positivity. It's a really hard one, and I think, like, the fact that it hasn't happened to either of us,
yeah,
we're not really talking from experience.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes the best, if you have the option to move away or relocate, that's always, I mean, it's a huge thing, especially if you don't have the support from your family.
Yeah.
But even just going somewhere for a short amount of time, if you have a friend's house that you're really close with, or mm-hmm. you have family maybe that you're more close with in another area, go there for a couple of weeks. That'll help you clear your mind a little bit.
Yeah.
Rejuvenate. It's more just like finding ways around it rather than
having to cut off when it's impossible, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that obviously when you're of age or you have the means to move out, then obviously you can do that, and it makes it a lot easier to then slowly start removing family members from your life that you can or want to. I think, but yeah, that Dom made a good point. Even having someone as part of your family or a friend, a close friend that you can leave a situation, you can go and stay with when you need to. Or even, like he mentioned, going away for a couple of weeks, or having that maybe once a month, like even a weekend, or like somewhere that you can escape to once a month to keep your sanity. Someone that you can go and like talk to about how you've been feeling or how this particular person has made you feel until you can cut them off if that is what you decide to do. But obviously, if you're like 13, 14, 15, you're living in a house or a home where it's toxic, you can't oh my God, I just got a bubble in my throat.
Is going to sound great.
You can't really leave. Like, what are you going to do? Unless you have another family member that you can then move in with, I guess that could work as well.
Yeah. But I think when you can't leave, you have to
find other ways.
You have to really, like, don't focus on the toxicness of what your relationship with your family. You have to focus on the things in your life that are
spend as much time doing
yourself.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to, in that sense, when you're in a house with it might be one person, it might be two people, with people that you find toxic, it's you really have to become happy with your own company.
Yeah.
And I think that's a thing that I've had to learn over the past few years as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a place, I mean, not that I've been in a family situation where that's the case, but if you're in a place where you feel like people around you aren't supporting you,
you have to
really, like, learn to support yourself.
Yeah.
Which is one of the hardest things to do.
It is.
But at the end of the day, you can't focus your energy and you can't focus your thoughts on how toxic these people are being to you. You need to
Yeah.
Focus it more on how are you going to be a positive entity in your life.
Yeah, that's so true. And being your own company and finding company in yourself is actually the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
I used to be, and still am actually, quite reliant on other people's energies and vibes and whatever to make me happy. I'm a lot better at it now. I'm a lot better at spending time on my own.
Yeah.
Other than work. Like, obviously, I do a lot of work solo. Mm. Obviously, I do a lot of solo work, I should say. But actually being in my room by myself, not working, is hard. Like, I always want to be with people. But, yeah, it's just, I suppose, you could see it as a blessing in disguise. Yeah, learning more about yourself and being able to be by yourself and not surrounding yourself with those people and being happier on your own than with them.
Yeah. And I think, like, the overall theme of cutting toxic people out of your life is cutting them out of your life so that you can focus on what you're doing and grow for yourself and be who you really want to be.
Yep.
And I think that's something that I've had to kind of, like, establish in me is where either moving away or traveling around the world or doing university, whatever it is, you need to say to yourself, are these people, like, benefiting me? Are these people helping me grow? Or am I better off focusing my energy on myself and really just becoming the best person that I can be?
Yeah, and that's such a good point. It's actually so much better to be by yourself or be on your own than be surrounded by people that won't help you grow, that will actually hinder your growth or provide you with negative energy rather than positive energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd much rather be by myself. And I know that's, like, a hard thing to... probably easier said than done, because I've never really had to be by myself. I've always been surrounded by at least, like, one good friend or one good family member. But
I love a bit of solo time.
Yeah, you do.
I love just, like, going out for a coffee on my own.
Yeah, I want to be like that.
For a walk on my own.
Yep.
Sometimes it's just so nice to, like, regather your thoughts.
Yep.
I mean, don't get me wrong, company is great.
Yep.
Love a bit of comp, but
love
that
a bit
sounds
of comp.
Really bad. But yeah, no, I think it just comes down to it, and it's a really good way of cutting out toxic friends without literally being like, I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Yeah.
You kind of just say, all right, well, you don't even have to say anything to them, but in your mind you can say, all right, this is time for me. This is time for me to grow. This is time for me to who I want to be. So I will just kind of, like, fade a little bit to them and re-emphasize what I want to do for myself rather than
reground. And if they ask you why you're doing this, or they comment on you being distant or that sort of thing, I think it's so easy to just be like, I'm just, like, it's nothing personal, I'm just working on myself. And even if that's not something that is true, if you don't want to make them feel bad, because a lot of the time it is hard to be honest to a friend that just isn't giving you what you need, it is really hard to be like, hey, I don't really want to be around your vibes, your energy. You're pretty negative right now. Like, that's hard to say, but just saying that, hey, like, I'm just focusing on me. You just want some me time. It's not, I think that's probably the easiest way to say it. And they might still get offended by that, but you can't, what else can you do?
And I think, like, I've definitely been in the situation where I've been the negative one, I guess, or when I've been the draining one. And for some people, they don't realize that they're doing it.
Yeah.
Other people might just have that persona, but some people don't realize it, whether it's, I don't know, situational or mental health related or whatever.
Yeah.
So if they say something to you after you say something like that, if they say, is it something I've done, you can just tell them your needs and tell them what they're not doing to flourish the friendship or relationship.
Yeah.
Because I've definitely had people tell me what I've been doing, and for me it was such a wake up call, saying, like, wow, okay, I have been negative, I have been draining.
Yeah.
And I need to focus more on this friendship, or I need to focus more on what my friend or my partner or anyone needs.
Yes.
So it's really important that even if you do really want to cut them off and really just want that, it's really important to shed light on it if they ask as well.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to just be like, like, I'm out of here.
True.
Without them having any clarification if they do ask for it. If
that's
they don't
the
ask
worst.
For it, like, I guess it's, you know, it is what it is, and yep. you move on and yep. you work on yourself.
They didn't deserve it anyway.
If they ask for it, it means that they probably want to help. It's probably something that they're worried about.
Yep.
And they could eventually come around and be a positive
That's true.
Influence in your life. So it's all about cutting it off. If it's there to cut off, if it's toxic and there's no, like, reciprocation.
Yep.
But if there's a tiny glimmer of hope and they ask something like, what can True. I do, or what am I doing?
Yeah.
It's really important to clarify that for them as well. And if after that they want to help and they want to change, then great. But if after that they don't, then that's when you know you need to just move on.
Yes.
And, like, put it on the back burner.
Yeah. Especially if they don't show any interest, because it's honestly probably a good sign if you do start to back off, because there are many different severities of toxicity within a relationship. Mm. Like, it might be as simple as just like a very one-sided friendship and them not doing much for you, but that just might be a lack of understanding what your needs are rather than purposely not asking how you are or being interested. They just might think that you don't want to talk if you've never been a talker or something like that. So if you do start backing off and then they ask, it's kind of like a sign that they care about the friendship and they want to improve it or want to do yeah. whatever they can to make you seem better and not back off. But yeah, obviously, Dom said that perfectly. If obviously it's so toxic that there's no sign of improvement, or
that's when you just got to move on. Yeah,
just leave. Yeah. Yes, that's so true. And like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with, I think, doing the whole it's me, not you, and putting it onto yourself. Mm-hmm. People probably want to hear that more. So you can still say, look, I've been feeling this way. I've been doing this. This is sort of what I need from you. It's not saying, hey, you're shit. You haven't been doing this. You're a shit friend. You do all this, it's putting it back on you, which can take the pressure off talking about it, I guess, because it's not as, it's not a personal attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Oh my God, we covered a lot, hey?
Yeah. You don't really realise until you start talking about it. But
this is true. Do you have any other final tips or words of advice for someone that's listening that may be experiencing a bit of a toxic relationship with someone? Like, what would you say? What would your final words be?
I think my final words is that it is a lot harder to accept that something's toxic than you think yeah. or that you want it to be.
Mm.
It's sometimes it could be a relationship, like a really long-term relationship or a really long-term friendship.
Yeah.
And it sucks. Like, mm-hmm. it's really shit when something's like, all right, this is not a good thing that's happening right now.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking that way, it's probably, I mean, if you think that it's really hard, it is.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if it's something that's going to be toxic for you for a long period of time and you're not going to do anything about it or cut it out, it's going to be much harder in the long term when you haven't put any energy into yourself for a while and then this person leaves you or gets out of your life in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better to address it earlier, and it will be really hard and it will, like, kind of suck that you may not have this person around for so long or whatever, but
yeah,
just know that it's 95% of the time it is the right thing to do, and it's
yeah
a really beneficial move for yeah. you as a person and for how much you're going to grow, because yeah. I've definitely had to cut people out of my life, or I've had people who have talked to me about it and said, like, this is not the best thing for, you know, yeah. us or whatever.
Yeah.
And at the time, you're like, you're in denial. You're like, no, like, we can't.
Yes.
This can't, whether it's a breakup or a friendship breakup yeah. or a work co-working relationship.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, nah, I can't do this. This isn't the best thing. Why can't we just work through it, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, sometimes you just have to kind of let go of it.
Yeah.
And
totally.
It'll get so much better
yeah.
as time goes on, because you are yeah. focusing on yourself.
That's so true, yeah. I think it's good in a way that you're saying you've had that closure, or at least you've had people say to you when it's not the best thing for them, or you've had to say that to them. I once had a friend, I'm pretty sure I told you about this, who just cut me off. Let's say that again.
Cut me off.
I am totally empathizing with the whole, yeah, be honest or talk to them about what you need and stuff, because I once had a friend literally cut me off from one day to the next, blocked on everything for no reason, like, had no idea why.
Yeah.
Oh, there was some stuff that happened, but not not to the point where I would just block someone and never tell them why. Fight with me. Tell me you don't want this. Tell me it's negative for you and then cut me off. But don't just do that from one day to the next.
Mm.
Toxic. Hi.
Hey, toxic.
How you doing? But that was very good. That was a very good few last words from you, Dominic.
Yeah. Well, there's no wisdom without Dom.
Oh. So, oh my God, people. Did we hear that?
Did we hear that?
Might have to get that on a t-shirt.
Nah, I think it's important to just be real. Like, it's going to suck.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of things, but...
Everything happens for a reason.
You might not see it getting any better, but in the long term, it's going to be so much better for who you are and what you want to do.
Yeah, it always gets better. And I think the main thing I would say is if you've identified it as toxic, if you're already, like, thinking and feeling that negative when you hang out with this person, you feel like it's toxic, it's not for you, sis. There are so many people out there that... would provide you with positive energy, positive vibes, and uplift you rather than do the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the tea.
That's the tea coming in hot.
Coming in piping hot.
Yeah, no. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming onto the potty. Right.
My podcast debut has been everything I wanted and more.
Oh, I'm so glad. Can't wait for you to listen to this back and you'll just be like, I hate myself.
Yeah. No, I reckon I'll love myself.
It'll be good.
I always do. Megan knows. I strut around the house.
Like, yeah, strut, strutty strut. You made it all the way here from your bedroom.
I did.
Thanks so much.
It's a treacherous walk.
It is. It was a journey. Jesus.
Yeah. My bedroom's super messy at the moment. But I just set up my mirror and Megan's living for it. So
I'm living for it. You'll probably be seeing
some selfies in my mirror. Even when I'm not home.
Yeah. That's what I do with Julia, one of our other housemates, Julia. I take photos in her room because the lighting's better, the aesthetic's better.
And she has such a cute room.
Now you'll be seeing Dom's room feature in my IG pics, so get ready for that.
Love.
If you want to follow Dom on his socials, I'll pop them in the description box below.
And guess what I just posted?
What?
My first TikTok.
Oh, and Dom's actually just first... Oh my God! Dom's actually just posted his first TikTok as well. So if you want to check him out on there, I'll pop his handle there too. Make him famous.
Make me famous.
Blow him up.
And then I'll have my own podcast.
And then he'll have to. All the fame. It'll be too much.
I put on like a really sultry voice when I'm on podcasts.
It was... Yeah.
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 But look, maybe it'll be my general.
It might just be like, this might be the start of something new.
I don't know whether it's just the fact we're sitting in a wardrobe, but just like, I feel very connected with this podcast.
It brings people together. Yeah.
You need some mood lighting in here.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
No, thank you. So much love for you.
Oh, so much love for you too, Dolly.
Yeah. And I'll probably see you. Actually, I'm cooking you dinner tonight.
If you guys liked Dom, then definitely be sure to let me know and leave a review.
Yeah.
Say you loved the episode with Dom if you want him to come back on. Yeah. I'm sure he'll be back on for another episode soon.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so, so much for listening. And I will see you guys next year. What? Bye. Oh, Jesus. Okay. All right, now moving on to family. Very, very difficult topic. I can't really say myself I've had to cut off anyone. I have definitely distanced myself from particular family members or family friends. But how the hell do you even cut out a toxic family member, especially if it's someone that you are relying on to live with? You are in the same household as a toxic parent or sibling.
Yeah.
How do you do that? I don't know if you've had experience with that.
Well, I haven't. I have a great relationship with my family.
Yeah, me too.
Obviously, I've got friends who are in that position where they do not, which sucks.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it can be so hard sometimes.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day,
the main thing is to just be clear with what your intentions are in terms of, like, who you are, and just really, like, focus on what makes you happy, I guess. Like, it sounds so corny, mm-hmm. but in an environment where you're in the same house as someone else, or you're in the same close-knit family as someone else, I feel like sometimes it's unavoidable that you're going to see them.
Yeah.
So I think you just have to really, like, focus your energy on what makes you happy, and kind of, like, ignore the way that they're making you feel.
Yeah.
And, like, tap into other things that are going to, like, boost your positivity. It's a really hard one. And I think, like, the fact that it hasn't happened to either of us,
yeah,
we're not really talking from experience,
yeah,
but I think sometimes the best, if you have the option to move away or relocate, that's always, I mean, it's a huge thing, especially if you don't have the support from your family,
yeah,
but even just going somewhere for a short amount of time, if you have a friend's house that you're really close with, or mm-hmm. you have family maybe that you're more close with in another area, go there for a couple of weeks. That'll help you clear your mind a little bit, rejuvenate. It's more just like finding ways around it rather than
having to cut off when it's impossible, almost.
Yeah,
I was going to suggest that obviously when you're of age or you have the means to move out, then obviously you can do that, and it makes it a lot easier to then slowly start removing family members from your life that you can or want to, I think. But yeah, that Dom made a good point. Even having someone as part of your family or a friend, a close friend that you can leave a situation, you can go and stay with when you need to. Or even, like he mentioned, going away for a couple of weeks, or having that maybe once a month, like even a weekend, or like somewhere that you can escape to once a month to keep your sanity. Someone that you can go and like talk to about how you've been feeling or how this particular person has made you feel until you can cut them off if that is what you decide to do. But obviously, if you're like 13, 14, 15, you're living in a house or a home where it's toxic, you can't oh my God, I just got a bubble in my throat.
Is going to sound great.
You can't really leave. Like, what are you going to do? Unless you have another family member that you can then move in with, I guess that could work as well.
Yeah. But I think when you can't leave, you have to
find other ways.
You have to really, like, don't focus on the toxicness of what your relationship with your family. You have to focus on the things in your life that are
spend as much time doing
to yourself.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to, in that sense, when you're in a house with, it might be one person, it might be two people, with people that you find toxic, it's, you really have to become happy with your own company.
Yeah.
And I think that's a thing that I've had to learn over the past few years as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a place, I mean, not that I've been in a family situation where that's the case, but if you're in a place where you feel like people around you aren't supporting you,
you have to
really, like, learn to support yourself.
Yeah.
Which is one of the hardest things to do.
It is.
But at the end of the day, you can't focus your energy and you can't focus your thoughts on how toxic these people are being to you. You need to focus it more on how are you going to be a positive entity in your life.
Yeah, that's so true. And being your own being your own company and finding company in yourself is actually the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
I used to be, and still am actually, quite reliant on other people's energies and vibes and whatever to make me happy. I'm a lot better at it now. I'm a lot better at spending time on my own other than work. Like, obviously I do a lot of solo work, I should say. But actually being in my room by myself, not working, is hard. Like, I always want to be with people, but it's just, I suppose you could see it as a blessing in disguise. Learning more about yourself and being able to be by yourself and not surrounding yourself with those people and being happier on your own than with them.
And I think, like, the overall theme of cutting toxic people out of your life is
is cutting them out of your life so that you can focus on what you're doing and grow for yourself and be who you really want to be.
Yep.
And I think that's something that I've had to kind of like establish in me, is where either moving away or traveling around the world or doing university, whatever it is, you need to say to yourself, are these people like benefiting me? Are these people helping me grow? Or am I better off focusing my energy on myself and really like just becoming the best person that I can be?
Yeah, and that's such a good point. It's actually so much better to be by yourself or be on your own than be surrounded by people that won't help you grow, that will actually hinder your growth or provide you with negative energy rather than positive energy.
Yeah,
I'd much rather be by myself. And I know that's like a hard thing to, probably easier said than done, because I've never really had to be by myself. I've always been surrounded by at least like one good friend or one good family member. But
I love a bit of solo time.
Yeah, you do.
I love just like going out for a coffee on my own.
Yeah, I want to be like that.
For a walk on my own.
Yep.
Sometimes it's just so nice to like regather your thoughts.
Yep.
I mean, don't get me wrong, company is great.
Yep.
Love a bit of comp, but
love that a bit
sounds
of comp.
Really bad. But yeah, no, I think, it just comes down to it. And it's a really good way of cutting out toxic friends without literally being like, I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Yeah.
You kind of just say, all right, well, you don't even have to say anything to them. But in your mind, you can say, all right, this is time for me. This is time for me to grow. This is time for me to who I want to be. So I will just kind of like fade a little bit to them and re-emphasize what I want to do for myself rather than
reground. Yeah. And if they ask you why you're doing this, or they comment on you being distant or that sort of thing, I think it's so easy to just be like, oh, I'm just like, it's nothing personal, I'm just working on myself. And even if that's not something that is true, if you don't want to make them feel bad, because a lot of the time it is hard to be honest to a friend that just isn't giving you what you need, it is really hard to be like, hey, I don't really want to be around your vibes, your energy. You're pretty negative right now. Like, that's hard to say. But just saying that, hey, like, I'm just focusing on me. You just want some me time. It's not, I think that's probably the easiest way to say it. And they might still get offended by that, but you can't, what else can you do?
And I think, like, I've definitely been in the situation where I've been the negative one, I guess, or when I've been the draining one. And for some people, they don't realize that they're doing it.
Yeah.
Other people might just have that persona, but some people don't realize it, whether it's, I don't know, situational or mental health related or whatever.
Yeah.
So if they say something to you after you say something like that, if they say, is it something I've done, you can just tell them your needs and tell them what they're not doing to flourish the friendship or relationship.
Yeah.
Because I've definitely had people tell me what I've been doing. And for me, it was such a wake-up call saying like, wow, okay, I have been negative. I have been draining.
Yeah.
And I need to focus more on this friendship, or I need to focus more on what my friend or my partner or anyone needs.
Yes.
So it's really important that even if you do really want to cut them off and really just want that, it's really important to shed light on it if they ask as well.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to just be like, like, I'm out of here.
True.
Without them having any clarification if they do ask for it. If
they
don't ask
worst.
For it, like, I guess it's, you know, it is what it is, and you move on and you work on yourself.
They didn't deserve it anyway.
If they ask for it, it means that they probably want to help. It's probably something that they're worried about.
Yep.
And they could eventually come around and be a positive influence in your life. So it's all about cutting it off. If it's there to cut off, if it's toxic and there's no like reciprocation.
Yep.
But if there's a tiny glimmer of hope and they ask something like, what can I do, or what am I doing?
Yeah.
It's really important to clarify that for them as well. And if after that they want to help and they want to change, then great. But if after that they don't, then that's when you know you need to just move on.
Yes.
And like put it on the back burner.
Yeah. Especially if they don't show any interest, because it's honestly probably a good sign if you do start to back off, because there are many different severities of toxicity within a relationship. Like, it might be as simple as just like a very one-sided friendship and them not doing much for you, but that just might be a lack of understanding what your needs are rather than purposely not asking how you are or being interested. They just might think that you don't want to talk if you've never been a talker or something like that. So if, yeah, if you do start backing off and then they ask, it's kind of like a sign that they care about the friendship and they want to improve it or want to do whatever they can to make you seem better and not back off. But yeah, obviously Dom said that perfectly. If obviously it's so toxic that there's no sign of improvement or...
That's when you just got to move on.
Just leave. Yeah. Yes, that's so true. And like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with, I think, doing the whole it's me, not you, and putting it onto yourself. Mm-hmm. People probably want to hear that more. So you can still say, look, I've been feeling this way. I've been doing this. This is sort of what I need from you. It's not saying, hey, you're shit. You haven't been doing this. You're a shit friend. You do all this. It's saying, it's putting it back on you, which can take the pressure off talking about it, I guess, because it's not as, it's not a personal attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Oh my God, we covered a lot, hey?
Yeah. You don't really realise until you start talking about it. But...
This is true. Do you have any other final tips or words of advice for someone that's listening that may be experiencing a bit of a toxic relationship with someone? Like, what would you say? What would your final words be?
I think my final words is that it is a lot harder to accept that something's toxic than you think. Yeah. Or that you want it to be.
Mm.
It's sometimes it could be a relation, like a really long-term relationship or a really long-term friendship.
Yeah.
And it sucks. Like it's really shit when something's like, all right, this is not a good thing that's happening right now.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking that way, it's probably, I mean, if you think that it's really hard, it is.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if it's something that's going to be toxic for you for a long period of time and you're not going to do anything about it or cut it out, it's going to be much harder in the long term when you haven't put any energy into yourself for a while and then this person leaves you or gets out of your life in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better to address it earlier, and it will be really hard and it will like kind of suck that you may not have this person around for so long or whatever, but just know that it's 95% of the time is the right thing to do, and it's a really beneficial move for you as a person and for how much you're going to grow, because I've definitely had to cut people out of my life, or I've had people who have talked to me about it and said like, this is not the best thing for, you know, us or whatever.
Yep.
And at the time, you're like, you're in denial. You're like, no, like this can't, we can't.
Yes.
This can't, whether it's a breakup or a friendship breakup or a work co-working relationship.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, nah, I can't do this. This isn't the best thing. Why can't we just work through it, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, sometimes you just have to kind of let go of it.
Yeah.
And it'll get so much better.
Yeah.
As time goes on, because you are focusing on yourself.
That's so true. Yeah. I think it's good in a way that you're saying you've had that closure, or at least you've had people say to you when they, it's not the best thing for them, or you've had to say that to them. I once had a friend, I'm pretty sure I told you about this, who just cut me off. Let's say that again.
Cut me off.
I am totally empathizing with the whole, be honest or talk to them about what you need and stuff, because I once had a friend literally cut me off from one day to the next, blocked on everything for no reason, like had no idea why.
Yeah.
Oh, there was some stuff that happened, but not to the point where I would just block someone and never tell them why. Fight with me, tell me you don't want this, tell me it's negative for you, and then cut me off, but don't just do that from one day to the next.
Mm.
Toxic. Hi.
Hey, toxic.
How you doing? But that was very good. That was a very good few last words from you, Dominic.
Yeah, well, there's no wisdom without Dom.
Oh! So, oh my God, people. Did we hear that?
Did we hear that?
Might have to get that on a t-shirt.
Nah, I think it's important to just be real. Like, it's gonna suck.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of things, but
everything happens for a reason.
You might not see it getting any better, but in the long term, it's gonna be so much better for who you are and what you wanna do.
Yeah, it always gets better. And I think the main thing I would say is, if you've identified it as toxic, if you're already like thinking and feeling that negative when you hang out with this person, you feel like it's toxic, it's not for you, sis. Like, there are so many people out there that would provide you with so much better. Let's go again.
Come on, sweetie.
There are so many people out there that would provide you with positive energy, positive vibes, and uplift you rather than do the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the tea.
That's the tea coming in hot.
Coming in piping hot.
Yeah, no. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming onto the potty. Right.
My podcast debut has been everything I wanted and more.
Oh, I'm so glad. Can't wait for you to listen to this back and you'll just be like, I hate myself.
Yeah. No, I reckon I'll love myself.
It'll be good.
I always do. Megan knows. I strut around the house.
Like, yeah, strutty strut. You made it all the way here from your bedroom.
I did.
Thanks so much.
It's a treacherous walk.
It is. It was a journey. Jesus.
Yeah. My bedroom's super messy at the moment. But I just set up my mirror and Megan's living for it. So
I'm living for it. You'll probably be seeing
some selfies in my mirror. When I'm not home.
Yeah. That's what I do with Julia, one of our other housemates, Julia. I take photos in her room because the lighting's better, the aesthetic's better.
And she has such a cute room.
Now you'll be seeing Dom's room feature in my IG pics, so get ready for that.
Love.
If you want to follow Dom on his socials, I'll pop them in the description box below.
And guess what I just posted?
What?
My first TikTok.
Oh, and Dom's actually just first... Dom's actually just posted his first TikTok as well. So if you want to check him out on there, I'll pop his handle there too. Make him famous.
Make me famous.
Blow him up.
And then I'll have my own podcast.
And then he'll have to. Fame. It'll be too much.
I put on like a really sultry voice when I'm on podcasts.
It was... Yeah.
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 But look, maybe it'll be my general.
It might just be like, this might be the start of something new.
I don't know whether it's just the fact we're sitting in a wardrobe, but I feel very connected with this podcast.
Brings people together. Yeah.
You need some mood lighting in here.
Okay. Well, I was going to get some light strips from Coles. Ooh. They have $20 LED light strips. Imagine if I just put them.
Yeah, love.
Okay, guys. Yep. Just you wait. All right. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. So much love for you.
Oh, so much love for you too, Dolly.
Yeah. And I'll probably see you. Actually, I'm cooking you dinner tonight.
If you guys liked Dom, then definitely be sure to let me know and leave a review.
Yeah.
Say you loved the episode with Dom if you want him to come back on. Yeah. I'm sure he'll be back on for another episode soon.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you guys next year. What?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll say bye in 3, 2, 1. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. A stoppie.